I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, it's just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level. Well, welcome to our show this morning. I am so excited that you're here. Desire. Think about this. Desire. We all have desires. Desires for more money, desires for more time, desires for less stress, desires for better health, desires for the right relationship. But what stops you from having what you want when you want it? We're going to explore desire today and all its aspects on this show. And you're going to figure out for yourself what's stopping you from generating the life of that you really want. And what is in the, not only what's in the way, but what is it that it's going to take for you to be able to take your business, your life, your energy, your power, your passion, everything to the next level. That's what the show is all about. Hi, I'm Kendi Foster. I'm your host today, and I'm going to take a moment to talk about desire. So when I was in, it was 1999, and I was working for a guy by the name of Tony Robbins. And for those of you that don't know Tony, he's a personal development guru. I think a lot of people know him because he's worldwide these days. But I was working for him, and I remember him saying this to me. He said, Ken, if you do a good job, you're going to get poor results. If you do a great job, you'll get good results. But if you do an outstanding job, you'll get whatever you want. And I thought, that's interesting. So I was doing a good job at a lot of things, and I was getting poor results. Can you relate to that? A lot of us do that. We put out there, we're doing good things, but we're getting poor results. So I thought to myself, you know, what do I need to do to be able to change that up? Well, it all had to do with me, with my subconscious idea habits, that I had habits inside of me the way I grew up in my family. I had the rich dad, poor dad thing going on. My mother's side of the family was extremely wealthy. My dad's side of the family is extremely poor. So I had both beliefs. I had this mixture of beliefs coming in. And, you know, it was funny because on my dad's side, I had my grandmother who was just so, she had no money, but she was like the most loving, caring, compassionate person in the world. And on my dad's, on my mother's side, I had my wealthy grandmother who was kind of cold as ice. I mean, she was just like, I don't know if I ever hugged her. Maybe I did a few times, but it was a different relationship. So for me, I got those messages that money was not, if you had money, you'd be cold. You'd be somebody that didn't connect. Well, I didn't like that. I wanted to be the connecting person. So I started to take on beliefs from my poor grandmother, right? So, you know, a lot of us do these kind of things. It's unconscious. We're doing this. We're being imprinted. Now, I'm just using money as an example. It can be in relationship. It can be in health. It can be in any area of life. But if you've got some beliefs underneath the surface, you are probably going to stay stuck, right? I know you are, because I know I did for years. I had to clear those beliefs to take my life to the next level. Not being able to manifest your desires, just think about this, means for you, okay? This is for you, that you have something blocking you. And we're all on a path of growing, evolving, and developing. If you're listening to my show, you know I bring on guests that are going to help you to overcome those challenges. Well, today I've got two amazing guests that are going to help you do that. And they are going to dive deep into this talk about desire and how to overcome anything that's blocking your way. But I want to give you, before I bring them on, I want to say this to you. I've been working with the subconscious mind with clients for decades, and I want to give you a little tip on what I use to help people get unblocked. First of all, you can't change anything that you do not acknowledge. So right now, just for a moment, acknowledge one block that you may have, or one limitation, or one area your life just isn't working. Maybe it's in health, maybe it's in business, maybe it's in a relationship, maybe it's in your fitness, maybe it's in your diet. I don't know what it is for you, but there's something there. I guarantee it. We all got these things going on, right? So acknowledge that it's a pattern for you. And once you do that, I want you to set your intention to change it. Now, this is a key point. Even no matter how many times you tried, no matter how many times you failed, just set strong intention that you're going to change this. And then what I'd like you to do is to journal about it. Just journal about what it would be like. Here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to journal about how bad it is. I want you to journal about what will it be like? What's your future look like without having this, whatever this is, in it. Let's go to the future. Let's create your future from just your imagination, right? Einstein said imagination is everything. Well, it is, because it's the starting point of us to move out of anything that's in the subconscious mind that we don't want there. And then, you know, the next step of this is something that I've used for years, and I call them feeling affirmations. Feeling. Why do I say that? Because if you're going to reprogram your mind, you have to feel the passion of what you're saying if it's really going to switch, right? So, for instance, let's say you have poor health eating habits, right? Maybe you create an affirmative statement that says something like, I choose daily to eat high energy, high nutritious food. And you say that to yourself, right? The way I teach it is you say it, whisper it about or say it out loud several times, and then you go ahead and whisper it, and then go ahead and mentally chant it until you feel a sense of peace within yourself around it. From my point of view, once you feel that peace, you've touched the superconscious mind. You've passed the subconscious into the superconscious. You're planting that seed in your mind over and over again. You know, you got to feel that affirmation, though, and then repeat them over and over again with intention and strong will to plant them in the subconscious mind. If you do that, you will be on the path to starting to change whatever it is you want to change. Now, I will say this, there's a missing ingredient for most people that affirm anything, and it's called devotion, and it's called love. Devotion and love. Devotion and love. Why? Well, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Devotion and love for saying an affirmation? Yeah. If you're not devoted to it, if you're not feeling it in your heart, if you're not going deep with it, with a sense of love, with a sense of expansion, chances are it's probably not going to take. And you're going to have this stop-start pattern. That day, the next day, you might feel on power with it. And you may actually, let's say, change your diet, right? But the third day, you stop because you haven't put it into the superconscious mind at a level that it really needs to be at. All right, so that's my tip for today. Now, we're going to keep going, diving deeper and deeper in this, because my guest, again, my first guest is Christy Whitman. She's got a new book out. And we're going to be talking about that book. So it's all about desire, though, how to overcome your desires and how the negative ones and how to fulfill the ones that will empower you and take your life to the next level. So stay tuned. I got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Christy Whitman. Let's see. Yep, that's exactly right. We'll be right back.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Today, women in business are helping each other prosper like never before by overcoming stereotypes, networking together, and sharing essential resources. Since 1991, Women's Wisdom, the premier business networking organization for purpose-driven, soul-inspired entrepreneurs, has helped women grow their businesses and become the best version of themselves. Women's Wisdom hosts online events with celebrity speakers, best-selling authors, and business experts dedicated to helping you, the small business owner, expand your possibilities, build new relationships, and get the right referrals. Take your business to the next level and join Women's Wisdom at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Fulfill Your Desires. And I'm very blessed to have Christy Whitman as my first guest. Christy is a transformational leader, a celebrity coach, and a two-time New York Times best-selling author of The Art of Having It All and Taming Your Alpha Bitch. She's also the author of the international bestseller, Quantum Success. Her forthcoming book, actually, it's almost here. It's here. We're in it. It's called The Desire Factor. And I'm so happy to have you, Christy. Thank you so much for being here today. We want to talk all about desire today, man. You've got the desire to be the best person the best version of yourself. So how did you get there? How did this all start for you?
Well, Ken, I'm so grateful to be with you. And I loved what you said about what Tony said to you, because that is so true. It is absolutely so true. And I just love that you shared that about what did you say? If you do a good job, you get poor results. And I was even saying that to my husband today. It's like, you know, the kids need to learn how to go that extra mile and put the best of themselves in there. So instead of just gathering the laundry, actually start the laundry, you know, like do a better job, do more than you can and show up more than you can. And I didn't always have that. And so like you, I learned a lot of these different things along the way. I grew up in a very lack-filled family, even though my dad did really well. You know, we were upper middle class family living in Scottsdale, Arizona. It was never enough. Nothing was ever enough. And so I grew up thinking that way, that no matter what I accomplished, no matter what I did, no matter what I manifested, any of it, it never was enough. So when I fulfilled something, when I fulfilled a desire, when I had an accomplishment, I still felt unfulfilled because it just wasn't enough. I had so much negative thinking going on and really just condemning myself and judging myself that I never felt that I was good enough. I never felt that I really could be fulfilled. And that really led me on a quest 25 years ago to really find meditation and to find universal laws and to start learning a different way of thinking, which was having an abundant mindset instead of a lack mindset.
Well, you and me both. That seems like that was my journey too. And I started my journey in 1992. That's when I woke up to start thinking, well, you know what, life is kind of sucky. I think my thinking's a little off. I need to change it, which I've done for many, many years. I know you have too. Let's talk about desire. So, you know, there's some common obstacles that can be standing in the ways of people manifesting their desires. Let's talk about that. What are some of the key elements that stand in most people's way of it when they go to manifest something that they want?
Ourselves, our own thinking. You know, having a desire comes from a bigger place. It comes from a higher place. I like to say it comes from the divine self that's breathing us. We don't have to beat our hearts. We don't have to breathe. We don't have to grow our hair. Like, that's being done for us because it's being done by life. And that life force gives us the desires. We uniquely get the desires that are in the vicinity of what we prefer, what we enjoy. I always say that Marianne Williamson is a perfect example. She was a desire factor that I had. I wanted her to endorse the cover of one of my books because she was one of my earlier teachers 25 years ago. And after 7 books, she now has endorsed the cover of the book. And this example, I had clients when we were going through the election, I had clients say to me, "Christy, you should run for president." I was like, "Oh no, that is so not a desire of mine." But then you look at someone like Marianne Williamson, that idea, that desire was imprinted into her. And she went, "Okay, I'll lean into that," because she had that desire to do that. And so she started doing it. Now, she didn't manifest it. She's now not the first woman president of the United States, but who she became in the process of doing that, all the influence and all that she learned and all that people learned from her doing that, that divine in her gave that desire to her so that she could expand and the people around her could expand in relationship to her. And so that's what we have to understand, is that the desires come from a much bigger place than we do, but it's us that resist them. We go, "Oh no, I don't want that." Or, "Oh, who am I to do that?" Or,
"Well, I want to talk to you about that resistance." 'Cause you know, I was raised Catholic, which was awesome. You know, I enjoyed my upbringing and spent a lot of time in church. But one of the messages I got was desire is the root of all evil, right? If you have these desires, you know, it's like the opposite of living this spiritual life. You need to basically be in poverty, right? Yeah. And, you know, I had that thing I was telling earlier with my grandmother, who was loving and kind, didn't have a dime, right? I thought, well, maybe that must be the way I should go. I think a lot of people get those mixed messages. So, can you explain about that? You know, desire is the root of all evil. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, it's also, you know, in the Buddhist traditions, they say that desire is the root of all suffering. And yeah, if you have a desire that you feel you can't attain, you're going to suffer. That's not going to feel good. But literally limiting who you are as a creator, we're here to create. The divine that's breathing us is co-creating with us and through us and for us. And it's never, you know, we as the human, whatever we desire, whether it's a family or a bigger house or more money or a partner, whatever the desire may be, we're the ones that get to benefit from it because we're the one that get to dance with it, sleep with it, drive it, live in it. But it's who we become in the process of attaining that desire. When you are going towards a desire and you feel fear, and you choose to have courage instead, you've just expanded. You've become more of yourself. When you're moving towards something and you have a doubt or you have a feeling of, you know, lack of self-confidence in yourself, and you choose to go higher and you choose to have that confidence and you choose to practice faith instead of fear, you've just become more in the process of that. And that's what the divine is all about. It's the divine is about us becoming more of who we really are, to live in the 3D world as a human being, but knowing our power to be a creator. And so when we buy into what our past conditioning has said, mm-hmm. that we can't have something, that we are limited, that we shouldn't want, that's not coming from the divine. That's coming from a very limited, very imprinted, very conditional way of living, which is not our divine self.
It's not. Well, okay, I'm going to take a quick break. But when I come back, you know, in your book, you talk about hard work is not the key to creating what you want. What is? We'll answer that when we get back from the break. All righty.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit curalife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Have you recently used your phone, computer, and Wi-Fi and wondered if they might be affecting your sleep, focus, or possibly even your well-being? Living Design Technology has investigated recent developments in how electromagnetic energy coming from a variety of sources, including cell phone, Wi-Fi, microwave, radio, and TV, are impacting people and their environment. They have developed simple, effective tools that support the harmonizing of the electromagnetic energies present in your home, office, and car. Living Design Technology works by providing the information nature needs to balance the electromagnetic energies in your environment. It's amazing. Nature is actually doing the work when Living Design Technology is present. Find out more at livingdesigntechnology.com/courage and put in the code COURAGE to get 20% off your first order. Well, we're back here. And just before I get back to my guest, Christy Whitman, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank you for letting your friends, your family, your associates know about Voices of Courage show. You can play our podcast by just telling Alexa, Cortana, or Siri to play Voices of Courage podcast. It'll come right up. And you can get all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. And be sure to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. We really appreciate that. All righty. So my guest today is Christy Whitman. She is a transformational leader. She's helped certify over 3,000 life coaches and has helped countless others to unlock their power to manifest. She lives in Scottsdale, Arizona with her husband, Frederick, and her two boys, Alex and Maxim. I wanted to personalize that, Christy, because you're a real person doing real things, and I love that. So, all right. So I'd love you to answer that question about hard work is not the key to manifesting what you want. What do you say about that?
Well, think about it. There's a lot of really hardworking people that are not having the level of success that they want because they think that action alone and doing work, you know, more and more and more action is what creates results. And it's only part of the equation. Yes, one of the principles in the desire factor is the principle of action. We need to take action. And it's not about working hard. It's working in the fullness. It's exactly how you started this show with what Tony Robbins had said to you. It's working with doing an amazing job. It's working with the full presence of who you are to be able to then have the results, but only the taking the action part is only part of the equation. We have to be able to align ourselves. You know, I always say that my dad, he retired when he was 85, one of the hardest working people I had ever met, but he is a pessimist. He will look for anything. As a matter of fact, Ken, you'll love this. You know, I talk on universal laws, right? He, when I was growing up, I worked for him in his office. He was a mechanical engineer. He had posters all over his walls of Murphy's Law. You know, some people have in their offices accessories and really.
I got to laugh with that one. That's great, Christy.
He did. I remember sitting there and he would have all these posters of the different Murphy's Law. And I'm thinking, well, that doesn't feel good. I mean, I knew even as a young girl, I'm like, that's so unmotivating. And I would say that to him, right? It's like, if something's going to can go wrong, it will. I'm like, gee, that's, you know, so he was a hardworking person, but his mindset always was looking for what's going to go wrong. And what are the worst possible things, the catastrophic type of thinking. He naturally thought negatively and never would do anything to shift his perspective. So he would have to work really hard because he was holding himself back energetically, mentally, with his feelings, with his perspective. And so when you can understand that not just taking action, but alignment and momentum are the keys, it's really having the expectation that what you desire is already figured out by the divine that gave you that desire in the first place. And you align with it. You take those inspired actions, not partly, not a little bit, but with the fullness of what you have, with full enthusiasm, with full passion, full excitement, doing the absolute best you can. That's the formula for success.
I love that. You know, and a lot of times what gets in the way is fear, though, to be that fullness that you just talked about. So I don't want to go down the path of fear, but I do want to go down the path of what are most of the successful people that you know, what do they do to manifest their desires? That's what I want to know.
They do this. They know that if they're going to put a thought form, if they're going to think about it, they're going to desire, they are going to feel their way into. And of course, everybody has doubts. And I love you're like, I don't want to go down the path of fear. I don't recommend that for anybody. Don't ever go down the path of fear, right? But fears come up, doubts come up. But what most successful people do is it was exactly what you were saying in the beginning of the show. Ken, it's like, it's acknowledge it. It's like, oh, this fear is coming up. Interesting. It's informing me. What do I have to pay attention to here? But I'm not going to let this energy of fear stop me from moving forward. I'm going to release the fear. I'm going to transform the fear, whether it's into love or courage or abundance or whatever that is, full faith. And then I'm going to continue to move forward. It doesn't mean that those emotions don't come up or that those thought forms are not there, but they're not suppressed. They're not just pushed away. We look at them, we acknowledge them, we gather the information, and then we move forward with transformation.
I love it. Okay, let's talk about real quick the book, The Desire Factor. And congratulations on your new book. I know this is another amazing book in the series of books that you've written. So let's talk about it a little bit. Desire Factor and where people could get The Desire Factor, most importantly.
Well, you can go to thedesirefactor.com, and I encourage everybody to do that, because when you go right now and you purchase it, you get three bonuses right away, three meditations processes that are going to get you into that field that we were just talking about. Plus, when the book releases when it starts in May, you get four live coaching sessions. So we're talking like a $900 bundle of bonuses for a $15 book. So when you go to thedesirefactor.com, you get all that. This book is really a step-by-step process. It's kind of like a combination lock. You know, if you were given a combination lock and someone gave you the sequential numbers on how to open up your success, you would go in the exact numbers. If you mixed up the numbers, the lock's not going to open. And a lot of people might have bits and pieces of information that they gathered along the way, but what happens is they don't put it in the right order. Like, for example, if you're taking action before you align yourself, it's in the wrong order. That lock is not going to open up. So it gives seven principles that are done very, very quickly. It's not like you have to wait years. I mean, it's like once you understand all of them, they're done in minutes. And it leaves you just feeling so excited about life, so excited to be in the process of attaining your desires. Because sometimes we think, oh, when I get there, then I'll be happy. No. Enjoy the process of creating your desires all along the way. And it really helps you do that. It helps you give yourself permission and understanding that the limitations of why you can't have a desire or why we limit our desires, they're unfounded, because the divine wants you to have the desires that are uniquely yours.
I just love that. Okay, well, I'm out of time here, Christy, but listen, I'd like to bring you on at the close of the show, and I've got another question that I want to ask you. And I think our audience, what's going to happen when they hear the question and you and your answer, it's going to actually help them to change up their thinking in ways that will inspire them to do great things in their life. So will you stay on for that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Love you. Thank you so much. And one last time, the Desire Factor, get it at thedesirefactor.com. Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back. Oh, we're back. Well,
hi, Candy Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have my next guest on this amazing show called The Courage to, The Courage to Fulfill Your Desires. His name is Dr. Gary Salyer, and Gary is a transformational relationship mentor. He helps singles and couples rewrite the rules of love in their brain so that they can create a love that lasts. Dr. Gary speaks to national audiences and has been a featured expert on various podcasts and radio shows around the country, including mine. I'm having him back again and again. He's the author of a book called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Create the Love You Desire. Dr. Salyer, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. Ooh, I see I'm a little blurred all of a sudden. Okay, well, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken. It's always great being with you. It really is. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so happy you're here. All right, so how'd you get started in the love business?
Well, you know, for me, like I've always said, it's kind of started back when I was seven, grew up in a dysfunctional family, a lot of alcoholics. And a part of me was just noticing on the one day that my uncles and aunts were tended to be very mean with each other. And I just remember thinking, gosh, why do adults have to be so mean? Why can't they be more loving? And so when I went to college, I said, man, I'm not going to repeat that. I'm never going to be divorced. So I got a degree in psychology and religion, thinking that would do it. And then the funniest thing happened. My senior year, a professor says, come on in. I want to give you this experimental personality test. And so he gave it to me and I came in a few days and he gives me the results. Turns out I have a personality, you know. And then as I'm walking out, he says, oh, I forgot to tell you, you have a 90% chance of having a divorce. And it was like a grenade going off. So I stayed a fifth year, got another degree in marriage and family. So imagine what it was like when 12 years later, thinking I'd done everything to stave it off, that prediction came true. Then I did a bunch of therapy. I did like 7 years of therapy over a decade, pronounced myself fit to go, got married again, and lo and behold, I'm watching it fall apart within the first few months. And somewhere after that, noticing that this therapy had done me a lot of good, but the patterns of who I picked or who I became or how I created love stayed the same. I was managing pain, not really transforming it. I decided one day that this was my calling, that if they couldn't crack the code, I would. And that was when I made it my manifest destiny to crack the code so nobody could have to work that hard and keep getting the same results.
I love the fact that you went down that path to have to learn exactly what you teach. It's a tough path to go, and I'm sure it was painful, but you learned exactly what needed to happen. You know, a lot of people are dealing with still their lockdown, especially here in California. They're still, you know, the singles aren't really out there meeting each other in person, you know, they're not dancing together right now. They're not necessarily going to restaurants, at least here in our state. I know it's opening up around the country, but this has impacted a lot of people. What do you think the dating scene is going to look like after this COVID thing goes away?
Well, you know, I think it's going to change. I think there was a pattern before, especially with dating apps, where we just swipe left. Meet someone new. And there was all that. And the apps were kind of programmed to give you a dopamine rush. So you get addicted to let's swipe it over to the next person rather than create and find and swipe down and get to know somebody. And I think what's happened is from the clients I've been working with, they're realizing that more is not better. That if getting to know fewer people, it has a better chance of finding the one than just going swipe left, meet someone new. So I think there'll be less emphasis on meeting a bunch of people and getting to know each other better. And as one person put it, she said, you know, I used to think that this was all, you know, love was just a, you know, sort of a commodity. It was an accessory. But COVID has taught me it's a real necessity. And what it's taught me is to put more priority on really finding and creating that relationship because it's been such a lonely experience. And now I know why love is so important.
I would guess that, you know, you did all those years of therapy and that helped. But, you know, there were some missing links to you finding true and lasting love. What you're saying makes sense. It's not quantity, it's quality. But isn't it quality with ourselves first? Don't we have to, like, you know, really do the inner work and get clear with what our non-negotiables are, where our patterns in the past have taken us down to meet people. You know, maybe it's the same woman for a guy. You know, it's the same woman that instead of being a blonde that didn't work, now it's a brunette that's not working. What's that inner game that you talk about in your book that helps people to transition from their old patterns into new ways of healthy thinking around relationship?
Well, in the book, what I talk about is that early on in life, sometimes in later relationships that can be affected, we get these four core feelings or not from our parents and or from early relationships. You know, did we feel welcomed with joy? Did we feel worthy to have our needs met? Do we feel cherished and protected, which means we get to be a me and we? And do we feel empowered with choice, which gets into what Christy was saying earlier, that life gives you, you know, desires, a driving force to have certain desires. Now, the funny thing is feelings are permission slips in your brain. They either say yes or no. And so they turn into rights to have a certain experience. And what I found out in my research and looking at my life is I didn't really have much of a right to belong in a relationship. So I never felt cherished, so I couldn't give it. And there was a part of me that got safe with a feeling of distance. So when I got with distance at one time, that was the best deal available with a violent mother who was borderline. Being in the kitchen, being a part of the we wasn't the best deal. But when I got into my first marriage and a part of me kept distancing myself emotionally by staying in my office and rather than being with her, and she says, I feel lonely. I said, what do you mean? I'm in the same, you know, house with you. That feeling of distance rather than closeness was taking off the menu a lot of my ability, my right to create a lasting relationship. And so,
well, I think a lot of people are listening to this and they're in a relationship where they're feeling lonely or they're feeling isolated or they're, you know, maybe that's the desire that's driving them, you know, to go date again is because they feel lonely and isolated. All right. So how do we get out of this? You know, because you were obviously lonely and isolated in yourself, not nurturing yourself. How do you switch that around so that you can give that to your partner?
You know, when I work with couples, Ken, when I work with couples, one thing I've noticed is if we haven't been given these feelings and we don't have them, say we have the feeling of unworthy versus worthy, right? Or we have a feeling of disempowered, right? We don't have a right to create our own experience, which is everything about what we're talking about today. You got to have a good right to create your own experience and create an experience with a we to have your desires for love. You know, if you have those feelings, even if someone gives you a skill set, say you're working with a therapist and they give you a skill set for communication or conflict resolution. The funny thing is if you're carrying that feeling inside of you, that old feeling that you got from a long time ago or a previous relationship, you tend to give it in the relationship. I can still remember sitting on a couch, you know, the couple was on the couch, I should say, and they were practicing the skill set on communication. And both of them, one would just tweak the communication style so that she would feel disempowered. That was his feeling. He couldn't give empowered. She always felt unworthy, so she would just give it to make him feel a little with more criticism. And I began to realize that unless we swap out the feelings, that the negative feelings, they come through the skill set. So the real key is, you know, in anything is making sure that we restore within us these four feelings that tell us we are lovable and that we can love someone else. You've got to be able to feel it. If you don't feel disempowered, you'll find someone that dominates you. If you feel unworthy, you'll find someone that's a taker and you'll give criticism. These feelings are what I call rights, permission slips, and they control everything. If you want to have your desires, and that's the subject of this show, you have to restore within you four feelings. Welcome.
Wait, before we get to those four feelings, I've got to take a break. Okay. And before I take a break, yeah, so we'll come back. We'll talk about those four feelings. Before I take a break, I want people to know about where to get your book, Safe to Love Again. So why don't we tell them that, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the feelings.
How is it? It's on Amazon. You just go to Amazon, Safe to Love Again, and you can buy it there. Or my website.
That was too easy. But okay, so just go to Amazon and get Gary's book, because this book will help you to have the relationship that you've been longing to have. All right. Hey,
are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Fulfill Your Desires, and I'm speaking with Dr. Gary Salyer. He has a book out, and it's a powerful book. It's called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Create the Love You Deserve. I think so many people need this book. Okay, we're going to talk about the four feelings that people have to have before this relationship is going to work. Go ahead.
Yeah. What we know, what I argue in the book, is that early on, usually between 0 and 3, we get these, what I call these rights. You know, Christy talks about you get these the life force gives you, you know, the desire. Well, life gives you certain rights. You are born worthy. You had to be taught to feel unworthy. You were born to be empowered. You know, you had to be taught to feel disempowered. And the problem is your brain gets these four feelings early. Were we welcomed with joy? Did we get to feel worthy of having our needs? Did we feel cherished and protected? Means we get to be a me and explore our world and do our thing and then come back to a supportive we? Do we feel empowered with choice? Do we get to create our own experience or make someone else the standard of it? Do we get to have a voice? Do we get to have our wins in life? Now, and if we were given, you know, really all four of those feelings, those naturally allow us to reach out for our needs. For if you feel worthy, it's okay to reach out for your needs. You know, how can you have your desires if you don't feel like you're worthy enough to reach out for them? How do you have your desires if you feel like, oh, I got to pull back. Somebody else has to create this experience for me. I better not do that. Now, the problem is, what if we were given unwelcomed or unworthy or disempowered or not so cherished? We will use those feelings. And what happens is, if you think about reaching out for love or success or for life, you know, worthy and empowered are two of the key feelings for me when I look at them. Because, you know, when we're worthy, we reach out. We can have our needs. We can have our desires. But when we are unworthy, we pull back and we kind of reach out with these little alligator arms. When you feel unworthy, you go, well, maybe I can't have that. Maybe I can't afford that coach, or, you know, I'm not sure if I'm meant to play at that level. But when you feel worthy and empowered, then it's easy to stop reaching out these little alligator arms and to have your desires. So when we're talking about either life or love or success, these four feelings become permission slips, what I call rights, to have a full experience, and you can create the life that's right for you. You can choose a love that's right, a life that's right, and a calling or a career or whatever else.
You know, I think a lot of people are really connecting with this, Gary, and what stops some people is, well, let's, of course, the worthy factor. And I want to ask you, what stops people from seeing their blind sides? Like, I have a friend right now that was in a relationship with a drinker, and it just didn't work, right? His values were completely aligned, but now he's out dating people that are drinkers again. I'm like, how does this, it's such a disconnect for me. How do people not see their own blind patterns, especially in relationship?
Okay. There's one of these rights, of these six rights. Is one is called the right to create your own experience, which is really kind of at the core of what we're talking about. Now, the funny thing about this little right is we get fully empowered to create our own experience. That means somebody else doesn't get to be the standard of it. But the other side is we get to be fully okay with having a good side and a bad side, a strong side and a weak side. And when anybody can't take feedback, they can't take a legitimate criticism, they won't be coached, it's because some part of them learned, somebody else gets to be the standard, or I can't look at my own dark side. They didn't get a full permission to be fully human. And when they do that, usually shame drives them to something like drinking. So if you want the ability to create an experience, you've got to have feedback. In all couples, the heart and soul of us is giving feedback and creating and making an adjustment. In life, it's create, get feedback, make an adjustment. If that feedback loop is cut off either in a couple or in a dating relationship or in a business or even within yourself as you're creating, all of creation, reaching for your desires as you create, you get feedback, see what worked, what didn't work, what's within you that needs to get tweaked or not. Oh, you know, maybe I should have done it this way. Oh, I can see how I've created that. How can I create it differently? What feeling would allow me to do that? In all of life, you have to have that feedback loop. And if you want to create a relationship or business, you've got to be able to be good with all of you, to create your own experience and to be good with all of your experience all at the same time.
I think that's really good advice. Also, I'm wondering with people that are in relationship right now, or maybe they want to create the relationship of their dreams, what is the space that they have to create within themselves to be able to have that happen outside of themselves? What are the values? What do they have to connect with, or do they have to future vision this? What's your advice there? And somebody really wants to generate an incredible place for inside of them that they can manifest that in their world.
You know, the common advice out there is to love yourself. But I almost never tell my clients to love themselves. What I do is if we restore these four feelings, I feel welcomed in this world. It's good being in this world. I can be in a relationship. I'm worthy to reach out for my needs. I can have support. I can be cherished. Someone can see my essence and that feels good and they can value it. I have them and I'm feeling empowered. Someone we can co-create together, and to know that someone sees the dream with me and they're supportive and I'm supportive with them. If you have these four feelings, then you can naturally reach out. And one of the things that is my biggest message to everybody is we have this culture that is constantly giving us the feeling of unworthiness. You know, you go on dating apps and there's all these criteria and you look at all these, somebody's got 40 criteria they'd like to, you know, would love to have somebody that's does Pilates, 6'2", and oh, by the way, you know, has read Dostoevsky. Well, and you start thinking, gosh, I went to Pilates maybe, you know, 2 decades ago. Am I really worthy of love? And there's all these messages embedded in a culture that if you just work hard enough, you're worthy of love. And yes, I do think working on yourself is a good thing, But if there's a message for anybody, you were born worthy of love. You are worthy of love, and don't let anybody tell you differently. You were born.
I love that. Well, listen, I know you had a gift for the audience members today. It's called Dr. Gary's Guide to Lasting Love, The Secure Path to Release Your Past Relationship Pain and Create the Love You Desire. I think it's exactly what we're talking about. So tell us where they can get that that guide, Gary.
Okay, if you go to GarySauer.com, you scroll down on the page, or you can go /love guide. And it's and you can get to choose which version you want. One, there's two different ones for singles and one for couples. A bunch of 3 or 4 minute videos that will allow you to feel not only inspired but give you some skills and get you ready to either date, or if you're in a relationship, you know that you can figure out what's going on, what can recreate the closeness and love. I had a couple in Oregon tell me it saved their engagement. So,
If you go to
GarySauer.com, or you can put /love guide. You can go there and pick your own version of it, and you can create your own experience.
Okay. Righty. Well, okay. So for my radio audience, why don't we, I'm going to spell that. It's Gary Salyer, SALYER.com/love guide. If you go there, you can get that. All righty. Final thoughts around the around your book that you'd like people to know about, Gary.
Well, you know, if you go to Amazon, you can get it. And there, if there's a link inside there that if you buy it, there's also some supplemental help, some videos that will help you feel these four feelings in the core of your body. And there's a really cool PDF that helps you to see life with more possibilities, more of these. You know, so you can have your desires for life and love. So it's a whole transformative experience.
I love it. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, a real quick break. And then I'm going to come right back and we're going to wrap up the show. And I'm going to bring Christy Whitman back in. I'm going to ask both Gary and Christy a quick question. We'll be right back.
I've written a new book. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Wisdom to Unlock Your Genius, Your Soul, and to Transform Your Life. So it's daily strategies. I wrote this specifically because over the years I've noticed in my own life and in the lives of my clients that, listen, a little inspiration doesn't get it. A little wisdom doesn't get it. A little action doesn't get it. It's daily, dripping on the mind, dripping on those actions, taking specific focused actions towards your dreams and setting specific goals, right? Goals help us to transform the little self into the possibilities that we have in each of us. All of us are given dreams. And if you're sitting there and you're not manifesting that dream, just a little bit of you is chipping away every day that's not happening until you finally wake up and say, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to connect with something greater than myself, my force, my God, my life, my universe, whatever. I don't care what you call it. You tune into that force and that's what's going to get you to the next level.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. We're talking to...
Hey. Hi. I'm trying to figure this out.
I don't know who that... What? Sorry.
I don't know what that is
either. I don't know what that is, but go ahead. Sorry.
We're talking to Christy Whitman, New York Times bestselling author, and also Dr. Gary Salyer. And I have a question to ask both of you as we finish up the show. I need you to do it in about 30 seconds or less. Christy, first you, what's your message to the world right now?
That we have to learn how to master our energy and literally understand that it's, we think our own thoughts, we speak our own words, we have our own perspective. Nobody can do that for us. And that literally creates our reality. And so when we master that, we master our reality.
That was succinct and awesome, and thank you for that great message. And Dr. Gary Salyer, I'm going to ask you the same thing.
Well, it's that, you know, the basic thing is that you were born worthy. You were born to feel empowered. These were your natural birthrights. And any other feeling was your brain just taking the best option. Nothing is wrong with you. It's just reclaiming the fact you were born worthy. You were born to feel empowered. And if there's any message that you were born with it, so reclaim your worthiness, reclaim your sense of empowerment. You have a right to have a lasting love. You have a right to be a success in life. And if you reclaim that your full set of rights in life with these feelings, you know, you can have the desires that you want.
I love it, man. Thank you, Dr. Salyer. And thank you, Christy Whitman, for being on the show today. It was an amazing show. Listen, if you are loving this show, I encourage you to go to voicesofcourage.us to get all of our replays. I also want to thank some of our affiliates, UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, Podopolis, 3E360 TV, Flix TV, and Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to doing one thing, uplifting you, uplifting your life. So until we meet again, continue to look for and search for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. If you do, your life will get better and better and better.